Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simon Barrett, and this is another in my ongoing series, America's Most Unwanted. Normally, we profile criminals that have eluded law enforcement and are brought to justice through a bail bond recovery agent. But this week, we can do something slightly different. I have three people joining me on the panel, and they represent three different aspects of the world of bail bonds. William Cobra Storbs is the man in the field. He is a recovery agent. He goes and finds them. Cobra, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for inviting me here, Simon. I appreciate you.
Also on the panel is Rod Dowston, the general agent for Surety 3. I do hope I got that right. Rod, welcome.
Thank you very much, Simon. I'm happy to be here.
And rounding out the panel is Scott Willis, the president and CEO of Palmetto Surety Corporation. Scott, it is a real pleasure to talk to you.
Simon, thank you for having me today, and we're looking forward to the show.
And people listening in, if you have any questions for us, please do call in. The switchboard number is area code 646-378-1120. Now, I have to admit that I love being a radio host. I get to learn so much. Who has more fun learning than a radio guy? And even though I have known Cobra for a number of years, I still really only have a layman's understanding of the bail bonds business. Scott, I'm going to start with you. What do you do? What does Palmetto do?
Well, some of what Palmetto Surety, most bail bond agents, especially in Florida, are appointed through an insurance carrier, just like your property and casualty agents who write your auto policies and items like that. Those agents are appointed to an insurer. Yeah, we're a true insurer, and we're domiciled in Charleston, South Carolina, and we underwrite commercial bail. And we represent probably about 225 agents in the state of Florida who are appointed with Palmetto Surety, and we're the carrier who underwrites each bail that they write to the state.
So, essentially, you're where the buck stops. You know,
that's correct.
What
people fail to understand that commercial bail is a true insurance agent. Those agents write policies for those defendants in jail, and it's a bond. That bond is issued to that county or state, and if that defendant does not appear in court, we have a time period to produce that person. If not, they go against that bond, just like any other policy in insurance, and we have to pay for that claim being violated.
Right. I'm going to come back to this, but I want to go through the other layers. Rod, again, my friend Cobra has mentioned general agents many times, but what does it really mean? What does Surety 3 do?
Surety 3 is one of the arms of Palmetto Surety that guarantees the bail bondsman against the surety company as Palmetto. My job is to bring on good agents with Palmetto Surety throughout the United States or the Southeast United States, and to ensure that they are in compliance with the state laws as well as bonding laws.
And I'm looking at my switchboard. I already see a couple of callers that have dialed in. Callers, please wait just a moment, and I promise I will get to you. Cobra, I kind of sort of know what you do. You find fugitives. You're a recovery agent. What is the difference between a recovery agent and a bounty hunter?
A license. In one word, a license. A bounty hunter is a unlicensed person, and we basically do the same thing when we seek someone. Our job is to limit the liability of the insurance company, first to the general agent, to try to recover their person back into custody so that they don't have to pay the bond. And, you know, so we're on the first step of it to try to minimize the liability of the insurance company. Bounty hunters basically increase the liability because they're not licensed, they're not trained. They often, you hear reports, I gave you several of them this week, where they're kicking in the wrong doors and getting the insurance company in trouble. And basically, as I've told you in the past, Florida is a no-nonsense state. We do not allow bounty hunting. In fact, it's a third-degree felony to use the terminology bounty hunter. And that would mean walking up to someone's door and banging on the door and saying, open up, bounty hunters. You've just committed a third-degree felony. Unlicensed activity also is covered under that statute. And the main difference between the two is one's licensed and one's not.
Okay, I'm looking at my switchboard, and it's a spiffy little thing. We have two callers, one from 803 and one from 828. Callers, if you have a question for us, please press 1 on your phone, or that will definitely give me an idea that you want to talk rather than want to listen. Rod, I'm going to put a theoretical question to you. I've been charged with some heinous crime. Let's say toilet papering my neighbor's fig tree. The police haul me off, and I get to cool my heels in a jail cell overnight. The next morning, I'm in front of a judge. He deems that I am eligible for bond. He sets the bond at $1,000. Are you the person I call, or is there an intermediary? Rod?
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Simon. I got disconnected. Well, not disconnected. Oh. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. So I'll play it out again. A hypothetical for you. I've been charged with some heinous crime, let's say toilet papering my neighbor's fig tree. The police haul me off, and I get to cool my heels in jail overnight. The next morning, I'm in front of a judge. He deems that I'm eligible for a bond, and he sets the bond at $1,000. Are you the person I call, or is there some third party, an intermediary?
Well, Simon, I'm happy you said that. That's what drove me away from the Simulcast, and I want to apologize to you as well as the listeners, but one of my agents called in reference to the same thing. What it is that they will call one of my agents or one of Palmetto agents, which would be up under me or Palmetto, to bond them out of jail. That would be a licensed bail bond agent. In other states, that would be a professional licensed bail bond agent.
Okay. As I'm a first-time offender, the bail bond company would probably view me as low risk. So I pay 10% and I'm a free man. Scott, at what point do you get involved?
Well, Simon, here's where we get involved. That policy we present to the agents they have on hand, they would use one of our insurance policies and post that bond with the court. At that point in time, they would collect, we would hope, 10% of the bond, and they would pay the agent would pay a certain portion of the premium back to us. There are so many multitudes in bail bonding. We produce so much revenue for the state and such support. And the state of Florida is actually a very good bail state and a working state with the bail agencies. We get involved because that is our policy, our paper that is produced to the court to guarantee that we will have that, we guarantee the appearance of that defendant within the court.
Ah, okay. So really, you are the place where the buck stops.
That is correct.
All right, so you know, using my silly story, I decide to skip town. Rod, at what point do you start to worry and get a recovery agent involved?
Well, Simon, again, that's a very good question. Being a recovery agent, a former recovery agent, and a recovery agent myself, and always will be a recovery agent, even though I'm the general manager, I also am a recovery agent over 26, 27 years in the business. I get involved immediately when notified by Palmetto that there is a skip out there or a forfeiture. I don't really know about the forfeiture until I am notified by either one of the agents or Palmetto. And once that forfeiture comes in, that's when the hunt for me starts.
And Cobra, same thing. I've skipped town on this nasty charge. You know, where would you start?
I'd start at Picayune, Mississippi. I'd come right to your damn door and yank you out of there. I work for 8 or 9 different insurance companies, and the reason I have these two fellows come on here, Palmetto is one of the best that I have worked for. I have never worked for an insurance company that sent me out an agent who happens to be the general agent and covered me while we were trying to locate a fugitive. So basically, my time begins at any time the agent who wrote the bond calls me and says, listen, I've got a skip. I want to handle this kind of quick before my carrier finds out about it. Or the carrier has notified someone like Rod and said, listen, if you are not too busy, get on it. If you are, call Cobra, get somebody down here, and find this individual. The clock is ticking. From the time that forfeiture is posted, from the time that you miss court, we have roughly 60 days to find you and bring you back or pay the bond, and now I've got up to 2 years at a rescinding amount to find you then. So I'm going to be looking for you for a little bit.
Okay, so Scott, you probably don't want to pay out a lot of money, you know, to hunt down you know, the toilet paper guy, but you also don't want to forfeit $1,000.
Well, no, but Simon, we also have an obligation to the state and to the community, and that's one thing that's been lost in Bell for so long, and that's what the our elected officials, our government, our law enforcement need to realize, that the Bell agents and the surety companies do a lot to protect our communities, and that's what's been forgotten for many years now. It's not just the money. We have an obligation to the court, and we wish to fulfill that obligation. These men and women who go out and pick up these defendants who skip bail do a tremendous job. And there are the bad apples in the groups. There certainly are, just like in any other professional. But these men and women work numerous hours, travel numerous states, have a great network. And a bail agent, all a bail agent is a pre-probation officer. When they post that bond, they have check-in systems. They have visits. There's numerous systems in place. And they even start as early before we're notified. Once somebody misses a call in or does not check in, they're already on the ground and running. So there's a lot of work that goes into commercial bail that a lot of people just don't want to see and don't see.
Okay. You mentioned legal obligations. And one of the things that I have read about is that the bail bond industry is very closely regulated. Scott, are you limited in the states you can operate in?
Yeah, well, there's a few states we can operate in, but most of our agents, such as Rod, who is the best out there. I will stand behind that. He knows each state's rules and other countries. He knows the rules. He's got connections. He's got networks. He knows what he can and can't do. As a matter of fact, in Florida, it's one of the best states for law enforcement, and they extradite all over the United States. But in the USA Today, about 3 months ago, there was a big publication about law enforcement failed to put people on NCIC. Florida apprehended several defendants who were wanted in a northern state. They refused to come get them. We don't have to abide by those certain rules and boundaries, and we want to go get our individuals who skip bail, and we'll go to other countries, and we'll go to other states. There are such states like Kentucky that you cannot go into because they don't recognize the bail contracts.
Well, and they're probably too busy making hooch.
Yeah. Well, the biggest failure in our whole criminal justice system is that we all don't come together as one group. If we did that, we'd be great. And I can say that because I served 16 years in law enforcement and served on several task forces that were federally oriented. The bail agents have such a better communication than law enforcement out there today in some of the better systems, believe it or not.
And same question to you, Rod. You know, I know that you're based in Florida. What is your area of influence? Where can you go?
Well, the same thing Scott had already mentioned previously. We can't go into Kentucky. We can't go into Oregon. We can't go into Illinois. And we can't go into they said Wisconsin, but there's on the books as of today that Wisconsin have already put in projects that have started in three of their counties already that accepting commercial bail. So Wisconsin was off the books, but I think it's back on due to the fact that they started some prototype projects right now in three of their counties. So those three states I just mentioned, we can't go in because they do not recognize commercial bail or bail contracts.
And Cobra, you're the guy on the ground or in the truck. You know, do you worry about crossing state boundaries?
Well, I try to follow the law as best I can, but I will tell you this. I'll switch hats and become private investigator, go right into Kentucky, point the guy out, get law enforcement to make that arrest for me so that I don't get jammed up. But I'm glad that Rod said that about Wisconsin because, man, they still got a warrant for me up there. It's a municipal warrant because I went up there with another bondsman, and we were just going to talk the guy out of there. Next thing I know, everybody's fighting, and they got me on the ground beating the snot out of me in a Walmart. and then he put me in the back of a cruiser. And Rod and I mean, you can tell a good pickup guy how many times he's been arrested. Rod and I have been in the back of many, many cruisers. We've been in the back seat, buddy, many times. But you know what? It's like Scott said. We are likened to a long arm of the law. We can do things they can't do. We'll search them. We'll go find them. We'll bring them back. And you know, we have fiduciary duty to do that. And it gets me with some of these other companies. That's why I like Palmetto, because most companies that wrote that toilet paper $1,000 bond on you will not come get you. They will just pay the bond. They won't even look for you. They'll just pay the thing and be done with it and call it business and try to recover from the debitor or someone else. But basically, they're not going to come. They don't believe they have a fiduciary duty, such as Palmetto, to clean up, you know, whatever they signed for. They don't believe they have to do that. That's why I've got so many people switching over to Palmetto now, because they provide more service. They do more for you. They stand behind you. You just heard the gentleman say the president of former law enforcement. He understands. Some of these guys were bankers. They have no idea what's going on out here in the trenches. You know, that's why I like Rod, a general agent, who is also a tracker. He'll come and hunt with you. You don't find general agents that do that. Most of them are too fat to get out of the office. They're sitting there eating sandwiches all day. They're not doing anything to help their agents. So that's why I'm so happy to be associated with this company right here.
Oh, Scott, I do believe Cobra just gave you a huge compliment. What makes Palmetto different?
Well, for one, I want to thank him for that, and I appreciate it wholeheartedly. It means a lot to me individually, because I strive every day and personally believe that we care about our agents, we care about the state, we care about what goes on in this country, and the only thing frustrating to me is that we don't get the respect that the Bell agents need. Everybody watches these reality shows and assumes that's what Bell is about. That's not it. There's a lot that goes on. There's a lot of great people. And I'll just be honest with you, if they do not get the respect they need, and I commend them every day, and that's what they need to be commended, because they work hard and they protect our communities. And like I said, there's bad apples everywhere we look, and all through the criminal justice system, we have our own. But there's a lot of good men and women out there, such as the team that's on the phone with you today, and they work hard, relentless hours, don't get paid for a lot of it, to recover and bring people back. And I stand behind the Bell agents to recover these people more than I do law enforcement, because it's a better network. They work hard. There's no communication barriers that need to be broken down. It's a great group, and I could go on forever and tell you stories where the Bell agents have done more than I've seen law enforcement do in protecting the community and recovering fugitives.
And Rod, I have to ask you a similar question. I'm sure Cobra's going to jump in. If people are wanted, there are warrants. Often, law enforcement is stretched thin. Do you feel that there is an issue? You know, it's left up to the people like Cobra to go pick people up?
Well, Simon, that's a two-edged sword there. The reason I say that is because on one side of that sword, we have pledged and guaranteed the defendant will show up in court. And so that what the court expects us to uphold or live up to is our promise that we inform the court that we would take responsibility of this person coming to court. Now, on the other side of that, when a person has a warrant, it's their sworn duty to arrest that person for that warrant. And that's where that two-edged sword come in at, is because if you calling them, we just had an incident, matter of fact, on your show, Messi. Here it is that
I like Messi.
Well, here it is. We found Messi, but we couldn't get law enforcement to come out, and the place was full of guns, but we could not get them to come out, so we had to enter the house. And now after we enter the house and we catch Messi, now what happens is law enforcement calling us, telling us if we call one more time, they're going to lock all of us up in jail. But yet, I commend them for their jobs and their duties, but the problem is I would like to see more of them coming out to help us. You know, we're not one of those unlicensed people that go out there or untrained people that go out there and kicking doors because we found a house. No, we actually do due diligence in locating our people and knowing the correct house.
In fact, let's talk about Messi. I mean, the guy is aptly named. You know, why on earth would law enforcement opt to not come out and help? He was wanted. There was a warrant. Is it that they're too busy writing traffic tickets?
I can't answer for law enforcement. I really would like to, Simon, but I think that's another show. Maybe Cobra can enlighten us on that one.
Man, I'm going to step in there if I can, Simon. I was law enforcement, and I dealt with bounty hunters from Georgia and actually Bell agents. And I think there's this stigma amongst the law enforcement is, and I had it myself during that time period. I didn't understand what was going on, what rights they had. And I ran some off from Georgia who were there to pick up a fugitive in Greenville, South Carolina. And I look back now and said, you know, shame on me for not understanding what they have obligations to do. And it's lack of education, it's lack of sheriffs, it's lack of police chiefs, training their staff right, working as a team to better off the communities. It's a failure of training all the way around.
Hmm. Very well said.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to head to the switchboard and see if we can get some questions. We have a caller from the 803 area code. Do you have a question or a comment for us? Or are you just listening? My guess is he's just listening. Okay, back to the plot. The other caller decided to hang up, probably too scared to talk to me.
Well, Simon, tell him don't be scared. See, the problem is that there is a lot of innuendos, rumors, and lies floating around Florida. And I'm happy that you invited us on your show so we can clear up some of these innuendos, lies, and rumors.
Right. Okay. Now, let's go back to the basic business of bail bonds. Yeah, and let's pretend that I'm not a one-time, you know, fig tree toilet papering kind of a guy. Right? I'm a low risk. But if you have someone with a long rap sheet, yeah, including a bunch of failure to appears, yeah, where do you draw the line about you know, determining a good risk as opposed to a bad risk. I guess this is aimed at you, Rod.
Simon?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you repeat that 1 second, please? I apologize.
No problem. Okay. All right. I'm the, fig tree toilet paper guy. I seem to be a low risk. But if you had someone with a long rap sheet, let's say Messi, I think his ran 10 pages, including several failure to appears. Where do you draw the line about good risk, bad risk?
Well, Simon, that is something that we leave up to the individual bondsman that works up under us. But with training and information that we provide our bondsmen, that was a very, very bad risk. And I hate saying it, that both of those bonds was our bondsmen. And that was a very, very bad risk. And it tells me that neither one of them did their homework. And we provide them with the training and know-how to make these things easy for them. But what happened is neither one of them did their homework. And that's the sad part about this business.
Okay. We have another caller. Let's see if they actually want to talk to us. Caller from the 803 area code. Do you have a question or comment for us? And nah, they're all too scared. They don't like playing with us. I want to move on. Skip tracing. It's a fascinating subject. I had never heard of it until 1989. I was in San Diego, and the term was mentioned in a meeting, and I asked, "What the hell is skip tracing?" And they explained, it's how you find someone that has disappeared. So, I'll put the general question out, and I don't mind who answers it. In fact, all three of you can have a go at it. How do you skip trace?
Well, Simon, if the gentleman will allow me to answer that first, that is something that we cannot answer because those are trade secrets. And if we said over the air, then the criminals, as well as anyone else, will know how we skip trace. That is something that I myself will never answer. So I leave that up to Scott and Cobra.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you my theory. I would hit the computer and go to Google and probably Facebook and all of those other delightful places. But I'm guessing there are more sophisticated tools. Would I be right on that, Scott?
Simon, yes, sir. There are more sophisticated tools and technology that is out there, but you have to go back to old school, and that's being an old detective at the police department. You've got to do your groundwork, and a lot of these agents have a lot of technology, a lot of information at their fingertips, but it still goes back to tracking the families, tracking the friends, gathering information, coming back to the table and putting it all together. There's a lot of work. It's all technology to stay in time. These Bell agents still go back to old school and hit the ground running, knocking on doors, finding out information and collecting data and coming back and putting it all together and putting the puzzle together and going out and finding these individuals. It's still as old school as it ever has been by doing groundwork, door-to-door knocking and talking to people.
And Cobra, I know you're an expert in the field. Nothing beats boots on the ground, I'm guessing.
Well, it's kind of like cooking, man. You got to break a lot of eggs to make a cake. But one of your panelists, and I won't mention any names, but one of your panelists gave me the biggest secret 2 weeks ago to skip tracing that I've ever had. And from now on, Simon, I'm not going to call Jan to ask where you're at. I'm going to look up your mama, your brother, your sister, because you probably done shit on them with the shit paper and left. I'm going to find the Judas. I know somebody you have made mad out there.
Hey, hey. Hey, no secret. No secret.
No secret. But somebody
has don't give a secret.
I'm going to wait for them to call me. So if you know anything about Simon, please call *1.
No secret.
Crime Stoppers.
Yeah. Let me interject something, Simon. You know, we don't share, you know, exactly what we do, but I'll tell you this, all the agents that are listening out there, and some of you haven't seen that golden opportunity to call in and ask a question yet. But go to surety3.net and look at their main page there one time. And look at the services they offer. Me as an investigator, I'm hooked with IRB and various search engines that cost me money, as it does you. However, if you are an agent of Palmetto, that service is not costing you a dime. They're there to provide you informative background checks, different things, and I don't want to put it on the air what all services they provide, but you as an agent, go there and look at their page and see the services that this insurance company provides. That's why, even though you'll look me up and see that I'm registered with about 7 or 8 different companies, and I like Palmetto the best because not Allegheny, not AIA, not any of the insurance companies I'm with will provide that service. And I've been with those companies for close to 30 years, and I've never seen a general agent come out and help you as an agent who wrote a bad bond get out there in the street at no charge to you and try to find your skip. Never seen that. And I've never once, this is the first time in my career of 30-plus years and 9,218 captures, never spoke to the president, CEO of any insurance company. None. So, you know, you agents are missing a golden opportunity. And as I have met with some of you and told you this, I don't care if you're an Allegheny agent, if you're an international agent, if you're whoever's agent you are. I'm not trying to steal you away from that company and put you to Palmetto. I want you to keep that paper, keep that AIA paper, keep that paper you got. But do yourself a big favor. As I am registered with many insurance companies, most of you agents only have one insurance company. If they close you down tomorrow morning, you are so screwed. So I would ask you to go and look up Palmetto, look up surety3.net on your computer today and see if it's beneficial for you to reach out and contact them and have their paper. Keep that other paper too, because every time you write bonds on Allegheny or International or any of those companies, you're going to feel a little bit of a sting. That's because Palmetto is giving you more service at a lower rate and a better just quality off the ground. You heard the gentleman, he's prior law enforcement. He understands us. Rod has been in this business a very long time. And I want you guys to blow their phones up and ask some questions. You've heard a lot of negative things out there. That's why I put this show on today. If you've heard these negative stories that, oh, they're an all-black company. Well, if they're an all-black company, Scott's white, I'm white, so, you know, and they're only about 25% black. So that's crazy. But you guys are also hearing rumors that they want to set up e-bonds so that agents from California can come in and steal your business. Listen, Scott said it a while ago, educate yourself. Educate yourself. Listen, the reason they're throwing rocks at these men is because they're scared to death. because this insurance company is doing more for its agents. That means it's putting less money in their pockets, and they're cooperating and working with them hand in hand, and they're building a better bond industry by doing that. And they're protecting the community, and they're fulfilling their part of the contract, and they're not trying to get rich off your back. They're trying to help you get rich as well. That's the idea here. Everybody make money. Everybody succeed. They've even started a program right now for continuing education. How many of you have your insurance company is paying your continuing education or helping your family get educated? Listen, do yourself a favor. Go to SurityNet, Surety3.net. Look these guys up. Most of you have heard me. Now's your chance to call in and find out. Ask those hard questions that you've been hearing rumors to. And I know there's some guys out there that are GAs that are shriveling right now. But listen, don't get mad at us. Join us. Help your agents. Support your agents. Provide for your agents. And then it won't be no problem. You won't be hating on us no more. That's all I got for my rant. Go ahead, Rob.
Simon, if I may, please. What give me the energy to do what I'm doing, I got to be honest, is Scott Willis. If it wasn't for Scott Willis and Palmetto, I wouldn't do what I'm doing. They allow me to go out and continue recruiting and in the field of recovery. Other insurance company wanted me to stay in the office. I was GAs for other insurance companies, but they wanted me to stay in the office. But I never met a president of an insurance company. It always the manager or the general manager or the general agent. Me, myself, I'm a managing general agent, which is different. The problem is I met Scott Willis one day in my office, and this is the CEO and president of a major insurance company, out recruiting. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, are you sure? You're Scott Willis? He said, yeah, I'm Scott Willis. I'll show you my ID if you want me to. And I'm like, if you asked to show it to me, you got to be the man.
Huh?
The president is out here recruiting. Yeah. The president is out here talking to agents. So why can't I? Why can't I get out here, talk to agents? Why can't I get out here and provide these agents? I mean, provide them with good benefits. I mean, benefits that they can live with. Not no, I'm going to give you a benefit of giving you paper to write on. That's not a benefit. You're making money off that agent every time he writes that bond. And I met with a guy. I'm not going to call any names here, but I met a guy out of Tampa that writes for my ex-business partner. And the guy said something to me that made a lot of sense. He made a lot of sense to me. He said, you get what you pay for. And I'm like, you get what you pay for. I'm like, you are absolutely right. You get what you pay for. You're paying 1.7 to your insurer. Tell me what you're getting. He's like, what do you mean? I said, well, you're the one brought it up now. You said you get what you pay for. You're paying 1.7 to your insurer. What are you getting? Now, with us, Surety 3 and Palmetto, you get a shrinkable contract. You get instant powers, which is another subject. You get it's so much that you get. I'm so tongue-tied and excited that they get nothing. But we give them the world. And someone asked me, Rod, why you give them so much? Why not? It's free.
Okay.
It's free.
All right, Scott. I think both of these guys are looking for a pay raise.
Simon, I've just walked back to my car. I'm going to have to get my checkbook out, it sounds like. No, Simon, and I'm honored by that, Simon. I really am. Because let me tell you, it's a two-sided street. Yeah, I go out here and work the streets because that's what I believe in. I believe if I sit behind a desk and I leave at 5 o'clock every day, I'm doing a dishonest to our industry because Rod and Cobra, they never go home at 5 o'clock. They're away from their families more than they're with them. And if all I'm about is a dollar, I'm not doing service to the state, to the local governments, or to our agents. We do have a job to do and an obligation, And I have obligation as Palmetto Surety to these agents who work so hard. And the states have to step up and better regulate because they're not making the money they should be making on premiums and stuff like that. It's just such a bad rap on the bell industry. I will fight hard every day, and they know that because I'll be there when they call, and I know they'll be there when I call. But we work good together, and that's what we're about. It's a team effort. It's about making the industry better. It's about better education, and it's about getting these criminals back in court. And that we all, three of us, have that main goal, and that's what makes the clip so good.
I want to switch tracks temporarily. It's a sports question, and it's also somewhat of a philosophical question, but it definitely involves the bail bond industry. Ray Rice was videotaped knocking out his then fiance, forgotten her name, in an elevator. And no charges were laid. He opted for something called pre-trial diversion. And Cobra, if I'm correct, that was the that was the one version you couldn't recall. That there's pretrial.
Yeah, what it is, pretrial diversion and stuff. Now that's a savings to taxpayers. Of course, Mr. Rice should have been took around the corner and whooped shit. But you know, being as it may, you know, we ain't the judge, prosecutor, or the law enforcement. But he opted for that form of judgment, and basically, it saved a lengthy trial. They all sit down at the table, and basically, it's kind of like when you go to civil court and you go to like arbitration first, and try to come to some type of a deal prior to, you know, going ahead to battle with the court system. So the diversion part of it, that actually saves taxpayers money. It negates a lengthy trial of a bunch of hoopla going on for months and months and months, and it's kind of a quick way to some form of justice. Typically, it's in the favor of the defendant to get him to go that route. And what's the offsetting term is the money that the state's going to have to spend to prosecute and going up against somebody like him with plenty of money. That was probably a smart move. Where I was drawing the line was pretrial release or pretrial probation. I do not like it. I think it's a taxpayer nightmare. There's nobody hunting these individuals. And one of the things that we covered a while ago where we're out hunting, you know, the guys who broke bond with us and skipped. You got a lot of background noise there, Simon. One of the main reasons I think that law enforcement sometimes doesn't come out there and back us up, as was the case in Melbourne the other day, even though they had active warrants for the same guy we wanted, law enforcement has already went out there and arrested him one time and brought him to justice, and then he bonded out. So a lot of them think, well, you know what, you the dumbass that bonded him out, so you go get him and stop wasting our time. Basically, it's their fault for the process here and there. They feel they've already done it once, and they're going to waste more time because you bonded him out. And, you know, that kind of clears that issue a little bit. But as Rod said and as Scott said, it's all about education. And one of the things, and Rod got a little tongue-tied there a while ago, it's like, what is your insurance company doing for you? Are they doing background checks for you? Are they working with you hand-in-hand? Here's a big thing that some of the insurance companies are doing that Palmetto does not do. I just learned recently that they allowed a bondsman, Palmetto allowed a bondsman with virtually no buff to write a $1.2 million bond with only about $200,000 in collateral. No other insurance company does that, and if they did do that, here's what they'll do. they'll split it with four or five different agents. Now, Simon, this is your radio show. How about if I said you could do this radio show, but you know what, Simon, you need to split it with about four or five Walker contracts out there because we want to make sure you get it right. So either that or me, I take the lion's share of it and then give you back a little piece. Surety 3 in Palmetto does not do that. If you went out and found the rabbit, you can eat it. You don't have to share it. You don't have to share it with the insurance company. You don't have to start breaking bread with them. They'll give you the power to write that. One of the things that Rod said a while ago about instant powers, here's something very interesting. Say I'm a bondsman and I'm in Fort Lauderdale and you call me up and you papered a whole bunch of trees and your bond is not $1,000, but it's $5,000 times 10. So there's 10 of these $5,000 bonds, and I don't have 10 $5,000 bonds with me, but you want me to get you out of jail. Now, I'll tell you, sit tight if I'm with another company. Sit tight. I'll get you out tomorrow because they got to FedEx me some powers down here so I can get you out of jail. Now, you stay in there with your cell buddies until I can get to you. Or, no, I'm a full-service bondsman. So what's going to happen is I'm going to call Rod and say, I need 10 powers. $5,000 each. He is going to email those to me. I'm going to print them out in seconds and go over and post your bond. So that's what instant power is. In other words, I need a whole bunch of power right now, and I ain't got it. Rather than wait till tomorrow, leave you in jail until I get it figured out, he'll send that to me via email. I'll print it out, take it over to jail, and get you out right now. Our job is to get you, our customer, out of jail as quickly as humanly possible. Your job as the defendant is do the right thing. Make your court appearances. Go to court. Do what you're supposed to do. Check in. Do that stuff. If you fail to do that, then it's a whole new ballgame. Now we're going to come looking for you. So do you kind of, Simon, have a feel now of what you're dealing with here as far as Rod's position, Scott's position, my position, the bail industry, or do you have more questions about it? Because we want to get to those questions. Those hard questions.
Right.
Well, here's a hard question for you. Simon, let me interrupt one second. Here's a hard question for you. And, Mr. Scott, can I bring this question to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's a lot of talk out here about instant powers. Can you elaborate on instant powers for us in the state of Florida?
Yeah, what we hope to do at Palmetto Surety and with a vendor that's out there, and actually the vendor is from Florida, a resident of Florida, and so we're proud, for one, as a Florida resident that came up with this program, and we're proud to be a part of it. What it does is streamlines. Commercial bail is the only line of insurance that's not computer-generated anymore. It's also hard paper. Instant power streamlines, it brings the commercial bail industry into other lines of insurance, how everything is treated today. It streamlines powers back and forth. Those bad apples I mentioned earlier, it doesn't allow agents to float powers. What I mean is the hard copy, they can write today and not report it for 45 days. Instant powers, it makes you report those within the code of law for Florida and get those powers in, and we know what powers are out there and that are written, so we know our liability to the state. And it also holds agents accountable. It also streamlines if they need powers, we can get it to them instantly, within minutes, instead of the overnight inaction. And it's a business sense. It's a very smart business sense for me because it reduces printing and everything else. It's a system that saves me money, and I can give better rates to agents out there in the community. So it puts money back in everybody's pockets if they use the program.
Well, I have another question for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Simon.
No. I'm just going to ask silly questions because I'm the man in the street.
Let me ask a hard one for you, Simon. Mr. Scott, I understand that Surety 3 and Palmetto Surety is putting bail bond agents out of business with this instant power. Can you elaborate on that, please?
No, it's better for the agents, and what it does, a lot of, and I'm not naming names, and I don't know of any, but I know agents used to float powers and surety companies will let them because they couldn't go right for other surety companies if they owed premium. Well, instant powers hold you accountable. Your premium's paid up front, so I can't sit here and say, well, Joe Smith, you can't go right for somebody else because you owe me premium. It gets rid of that. It allows agents to choose who they want to write with. It doesn't hold agents to have to be with Palmer & Shearer just because they owe me money. That's wrong. That's not how you should do business. You let people choose. It's their choice who they want to write with, and this system allows them to do it and doesn't hold them with only one company.
Well, I understand that you are planning on putting Rod Dawson and Surety 3 in every county in the state of Florida to do instant powers, which will run all the other bail bond businesses out.
No, that's not true. There's laws in Florida that prevent that from happening. You have to have an office in locations. That's something we wouldn't allow because if that happened, it hurts some very good agents that we have, and that's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to make sure premiums being reported properly. We're reporting our regulation guidelines to the Department of Financial Services for Florida, and that we're holding agents accountable, and we're making those agents that's not accountable with premium and do not do their fiduciary agreement are not in business no more.
So, Mr. Scott, one more question, and Simon, this would be my last one. So, Mr. Scott, are you planning on making Florida a recovery state or a bond state? Because my understanding is you're trying to run all the agents out and make it a recovery state, which is very funny to me.
No, Palmetto Surety does not hold any bail license with anybody that's employed for Palmetto Surety, nor will they ever. Me nor is anybody else a bail agent, or do we hold a bail license. So that's impossible to do, first and foremost. In the commercial bail business, the very key, and I learned this from a very smart man who told me one day while I was sitting in their office, was you write every bond as is a bad bond. And Rod, that was you. And that's very important, this, because bail, even though you can do instant powers, I can't sit at my office in Charleston, South Carolina and write bonds in Florida, because the most important thing in bail is sitting at that desk wherever you're at in Florida and looking those people in the eye, getting their tag numbers, getting their information, making copies of their driver's license. That's the most important thing of bail. So if I did that from Charleston with instant powers and made Florida a recovery state, I'd be, Palmetto Surety would go under in 2 years. You wouldn't make it. You couldn't keep up. And you've seen surety companies in Florida go under because they ride everything. That's what it would turn into if we did that, and it would be impossible. It would not work. It's not a good business sense. And that's not going to happen. We want Florida to be the bail state because it has good bail laws. It has great bail agents. Bail's going to be around for many years in Florida, and we love Florida. And we want to grow Florida with bail agents. We just want to make it easier for the bail agents. Instant powers, there's not a lot of money out there today. Agents that used to have secretaries and office staff, they don't have those anymore. So they're struggling. Instant powers is their secretary. It helps them keep their office up and going and eliminate some of the staff internally that they can't afford, so they put more money back in their pockets. And that's what it's about, is putting more money back in agents' pockets with rates and instant powers.
Okay. Can I ask a genuinely stupid question? Can someone explain what instant powers is?
It's just a database system where an agent who has our instant powers is our policy. It's just like having an insurance policy that's written for your auto. We send those policies directly by computer to that agent. He completes those policies in 15 days. When he reports his policies back to us, he does it by computer now instead of having to handwrite it and send them back in, again, old school style. Instant power brings commercial bail just like other bond writing and any other lines of insurance. It finally puts it on a computer-based system. That's all it is. It just streamlines and gets rid of it. It saves trees, if you will.
I'm all in favor of saving trees.
Well, and it saves agents time and money as well. FedEx and UPS go up every day. It saves them money, and it's all around. It's a very regulatory system. If the state comes in and says, Scott, who wrote this power, I can tell them instantly where that power is. And that's what regulatory is with the Department of Financial Services. They want to know the life of that power, that policy. And with instant powers, we're able to show that.
Simon, imagine this. Imagine, if you will, well, you don't have a car, but if you did have a car, or if you wanted to insure your bicycle, you just bought a brand-new bicycle, and you want to insure it in case somebody comes there tonight and steals it. Now, imagine going down to your local insurance agent and going in and telling them, hey, I want you to insure my bicycle. And they say, sure, be glad to, except there's one problem. What's that? Well, I don't have any of those forms I need to insure it and give you a copy to make the I'll get it insured for you tomorrow. Well, with an incident power situation, one of the other things that they're saying there is I can insure you right this moment. I got the paper I need right this second to put your name on it and guarantee your bicycle. If it gets stolen, we'll give you $59.95 back. Okay? Now, another thing, too. Instant power is likened, in my layman's terms, it's likened to our sport, if you will, against pretrial release. Because pretrial release is the reason that these bondsmen don't have a secretary. They don't have all these things going on. Because pretrial is scooping them up and getting them, taking them out of jail, which we do want to have a program on pretrial release and the devastation that it's putting on the communities and the devastation it's putting on bail bondsmen. But for right now, one of our answers is these immediate powers. These instant powers, that's one of our quick answers. We don't have to be waiting around for paperwork, and we can instantly know what we got going on, where it's happening, and what's going on. Basically, like Scott said, we're modern aging the bail industry, which is an insurance company all the way around, and it's just like your automobile and anything else. It just happens to be dealing with defendants and jail and the criminal justice system, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. I'm looking at the clock. We still have a little bit of time left. I'm going to give up the microphone and let each of you talk about whatever you would like. Scott, I'll pick on you first.
All right. I'm going to hit on pretrial and a few little things. I don't know how much time I have, but I'll give you an example. Last night we had an agent from a bond in Anderson, South Carolina. There was two defendants. One was on a PR bond for $10,000, and there was a $50,000 bond, I believe, on another defendant that was issued through an agent through us. They were in Texas. The agent was able to recover the bond that we were on. He called me and says, well, his girlfriend is on a PR bond, a personal recognizance bond for $10,000, should we bring them back? And I said, you can't, because it's a PR bond. We're not obligated to that person. What is killing this country is that everybody is getting into the bail business government-wise. If they would let it be commercial bail, it would produce millions of dollars for every state in premium tax. If they didn't appear in court, it would produce millions and millions of dollars to the court in forfeiture fees. So commercial bail is so important in multiple areas. If the government does not stop getting into the bail industry, taxpayers will be paying more. It's not a working system. They need to stay out of it. You see your ID packs and your criminal records growing because it's a get-out-of-jail-free card, all the pretrial release, PR bonds, 10% bonds, or nothing but it's just a hand-me-out, and you're going to see people with ID packs growing longer and longer because it's so easy, and it's just a slap on the hand to go in and get out of jail with government programs now. And
okay.
I'll end with that.
No, you're not going to end it with that because I have
questions. Well, I'll
questions.
Take questions then.
Right. This young lady had a $10,000 PR, personal recognizance bond. Let's assume, you know, she doesn't turn up or hasn't turned up. Is there any reason to hunt her down? Or
the judge issued a PR bond. So in other words, the judge says, hey, just show up for court on this date. I'm going to let you out of jail before you go to court. He lets her out of jail, okay? And she skips off the if you look in South Carolina, there are so many personal recognizance bonds. And I'll give you this. I believe New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie, his state went to personal recognizance bonds. You watch in 1 year what it cost that state for doing that. What they're doing is letting people out of jail for free. There's nobody watching over them. There's no premium tax being made. There's no forfeiture money being made. They're letting people walk out of jail and tell them just to come to court. Their bench warrants will grow. their sheriffs and police departments will get so busy with bench warrants for PR bonds. It's already a fact in South Carolina. Horry County, South Carolina, I had a solicitor tell me, my PR bonds are growing like crazy. We can't even control them. It's working. The sheriff's departments don't have time to work them. So these warrants are stacking up, and these people are all over the place, roaming free, not knowing nobody's looking for them. If they were on commercial bail, there would be people looking for them. And that's
right.
The problem in this country today.
Right. So there is really no reason to, for a recovery agent to get involved because
it's illegal.
Right.
Do it.
Right. You can't do it. Yeah, it's illegal. There's nothing we can do about it because these magistrates and people who set these bonds are letting these people right out of jail. Now, if you're a first-time offender, if you're the guy with the toilet paper, you've never been in trouble before, hey, you probably won't get in trouble again. Give you a PR bond. Go through pretrial release. But the problem in Florida is pretrial release, taxpayers are going to get killed down there because of this pretrial release program. The county's not going to be able to afford it. The pensions, the payroll is going to grow for pretrial release, and there's nobody out there looking for these defendants. They're letting them walk out of jail.
Wow.
You know what kills me coming from law enforcement, Simon, more than anything? Profiling. They argue all day long in the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, and I don't care what party you're with, and this is for the past 10 years, whoever's been the Attorney General. They argue against profiling. But they create a program called pretrial release, which does nothing but profile. It kills me. Yeah, how they say one thing but then create something that does right what they're saying you shouldn't do.
Right.
They take a person and they profile them to determine if they're able to walk out of jail for free or not. But the problem is, to justify their program, they're letting any and everybody go out on pretrial. Their bench warrants are growing. There's nobody looking for them. And you will see a trend over the next 5 years in this country of unserved bench warrants and how many criminals are walking around that did not appear in court because of government programs, not because of commercial bail.
Okay. Let's move on to Rod. Free microphone. You're in charge. Blast away.
Well, speaking of what Scott just mentioned about bail bonding and how it affects the industry, just not too long ago I was in Chicago picking up a $50,000 that I wrote myself personally, and he skipped bond on me. And I found him. I found him in Chicago. Well, I found him in Seattle first, but then they wouldn't arrest him because, again, he's not in the system, in the NCIC, so they let him go. Then I found him again in Chicago. I went to Chicago, got with the police department. They're not interested because we're bail bonding. But the problem is with Chicago is that Chicago is not a bonding state. Illinois is not a bonding state. And here you are in Chicago alone. They got $1.3 billion in uncollected funds in bail, meaning they let someone out of jail and they never return. They got a mass murderer in Chicago that's living in Mexico right now. They got a serial rapist living in Mexico right now that they're looking for both of them, and they can't find them because the U.S. Marshals is the only, warrant section. Speaking with an inspector there, I'm not going to call any names, me and him became friends. And he explained to me about the system in Chicago or the system in Illinois that is a failing system. No one returns to court. They have so many skips in Illinois, and especially Chicago, that it's blinding. It's a shame because the system just don't work. Their pretrial system just don't work. There's no one responsible for that system.
And Cobra.
Well,
Well, one of my buddies just called me, and he says he wants Palmetto to insure his bicycle. I said, okay. Hey, listen.
Well, Cobra, we got something better for him. If he's an agent, we'll insure him, and that's better than the bicycle. And we can guarantee three things: that we can give him something that no other company has given him. We'll take care of him, and he don't have to worry of, about his skills, that no one helping him, because he got all the help in the world. He got all the support in the world. We can guarantee those three things.
That's true. That is very true. Listen, you know, I want to have a show about this pretrial release, which actually is pretrial probation, which, you know, most people don't realize, but it is a violation of your civil rights. Basically, you're put on probation until such time that you go into the court, even though you pleaded not guilty. You will be piss tested. You will pay them a weekly amount and various things. The only thing good about it, if you are a criminal at heart, fugitive at heart, and you want to take off, that's the best system to get into, because once you leave the county, won't nobody be looking for you. Won't no bondsmen be looking for you. So, you know, that's pretty safe. But the injustice that Scott spoke of earlier, this is the number one thing for it. And I just got a call in from Alan here. He wants to be signed up with Palmetto right now. Well, Alan, all you have to do is contact suretyfree.net and go ahead, and there's forms on there that how to become an agent of theirs, and fill out those forms and send them back to them, and I'll guarantee you that you'll be in. He's sending me stuff right now saying, I'm in. I said, well, you ain't in until you finish the forms, my brother. That goes out there. You fill out, you do your paperwork first, you know. It's like going to the bathroom. It's not finished until the paperwork is completed. You understand? Listen. I don't write any bail. I've written 30 bonds in my career, and they were all just, I signed off and posted them in absence of another bondsman, dear friend of mine. But in captures, I'm 9,200. I'm a capture guy. I don't write, but so many of my brothers, and people have asked me this past week, Cobra, why are you promoting Surety 3? Why are you promoting this Palmetto Insurance Company? I said, because they pay me. When you get a skip, they pay me. That's number one. Number two, they will save you so much money that even you can pay me more. You won't have to be trying to nickel dime me and try to get me to do a skip for 5 points or 7 points. You can pay me 10 points, plus you can give me some damn expense money, too. You can pay for my dog to sit in an air-conditioned truck all day. And Rod knows that's expensive. You know, so join up with Palmetto. Join up with surety3.net. Save yourself some money. God forbid you get a skip, but if you get a skip, at least you won't be having to beat up the Cobra Man to get your damn skip back and then try to negotiate a payment. You just go ahead and pay me what I'm worth. Every worker is worthy of his meat, okay? And don't muzzle up the oxen when he's trying to stomp out the grain. You know, feed your workers. Take care of them. And that's one thing Surety 3 does. They take care of their people. I would suggest you listen to this program today. You might have been a little hesitant to call in because one of the other GAs might be listening for your voice on there. Listen, secretly go in there, turn on your computer, just like you hunt for porn, but hunt for surety3.net and look at the forms on there and fill them out and get some of that paper.
What he's talking about, Simon, is I'm a recovery guy, and I always will be. Even though I'm a general manager, I'm a recovery guy. And what Cobra is speaking of about pay, I believe in paying your agents. I don't pay my agents 10%. I don't pay them that. I pay my agents 20%, and sometimes 22%. I just pay Cobra 22%. I get 10%, and I add another 12% on what I get to pay my agents. When I am too busy to hunt someone, or I'm on another case, I send it out to people like Cobra, and I don't pay him 10%. I pay him 22% or 20%, and that's the problem. I understand this business, and I understand
how
this business works.
Ain't no problem. Ain't no problem. You talking about problems? Ain't no problem.
I understand how this business works, and I don't pay 10%. I pay my agents because they're helping me, and they're helping Palmetto. I don't believe in nickel and diming them. Can you do it for 5%? Or can you do it for, I didn't get all the money from such and such, or I didn't get this. No, I understand you have to eat just like I have to eat.
I got a call there, Rod. One of the agents wants to know, my insurance company is charging me fees for my buff. How much buff do I have to join you guys, and is there any kind of fees associated with it? I don't know if we can answer that.
That's a very good question. That depends on what you put on your application, your truthful stuff you put on your application. You can join our company as little as no money down, but you have to bring in something. Let me see, put in an application, and let me see what you're doing. Let me see what you're making a year, and we'll talk about it. Your very first buff can be your very first report. So send me an application. Let me take a look at it.
There you go. Hope we answered that question there for you, Mr. Allen. I've got about 50 questions on here, but that seems to be the main one. They want to know how much money they got to put, because a lot of carriers, and see, you guys out there that are agents, you know, old school ways, if you didn't have a big old buff and come in and put 10, 20 grand in a buff, man, ain't nobody going to give you no paper. Ain't nobody giving you no paper. This company here is offering you paper, and they're not trying to tell you to get rid of your paper you got right now. And they're going to beat your paper, all right? You be honest with your application and everything. They're going to come visit you and see how you run your business and everything. And if they take you on as an agent, listen, every time you write paper on Palmetto's paper, you're going to be making money. And every time you go revert back to that other paper, you're going to be stinging. I like that. Keep that paper. I want to see you sting a little bit. But listen, write a lot on this Palmetto. That way you'll get some buff over there that you can pay me when I got to go for your skip.
Colbert, the problem is with that, is that they're going to always make money. And the way you make money is saving money. And the way to save money is you don't have to pay for databases. You don't have to pay for skip tracing. You don't have to pay for phone acquisitions, I should say. You don't have to pay, but we know what phone acquisitions are. But you don't have to pay for all of these things that you would go out to an outside recovery guy to pay for. You would be able to call our office and say, hey, this is James from such and such and such. Okay, James, what's your license number? Okay, now what is it you need? Oh, I need a background rant on such and such person. Oh, I need a tag rant. Oh, I need to find something about the family. You can do all that for free.
That's right.
I need a credit report. Oh, send it to you right away, Mr. James. We'll have whatever it is that you need. And guess what? It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime.
Now here's the difference, agents. If you're not hooked with Palmetto and you call me, and that's just what he just named, you need those acquisitions, you need the credit report, you need a comprehensive background. Say you need that whole package. Man, that's like $300-$400 I'm going to have to charge you. Right there, you're just paying for that paperwork. That's not me finding nobody, just that paperwork. And if you're an agent that already has set up with IRB and some of the other services out there, you already know it's costing you a couple of $100 straight up. So right now you're saving money right off the bat. Say you write the first bond and the damn thing goes bad. You need to now throw money after it? No, just call up Rod. Say, hey, Rod, I need your service down here, man. I wrote when it went bad. I need some information. I need you to go find him.
Well, that's the reason I'm down here right now today in Miami, honey. That's my love. I love the honey.
There you go.
You're a general agent, but you much prefer hunting.
Well, Simon, I'm not going to call no names, but they had some kind of little secret meeting. And in that secret meeting, it was said, Rod is nothing but a recruiter and a recovery agent. He just loved meeting people and finding people. He'll stay in your office all day and talk to you about bonding or recovery. That's true, Simon. When I came in this business, I came in from law enforcement. I came in as a recovery guy. I am a recovery guy, and I always will be a recovery guy. That is what I do, and I do it very well. I have brought people from other countries back to the U.S. Now, by doing such, I have to know every law in every state that dealing with these things. So who would you rather have on your team that you can call? Your general agent that never, ever been anywhere other than the state of Florida or the state of Alabama or the or the state of Tennessee or the state of wherever your general agent is located, or would you like a general agent that's been throughout the United States where he has to learn those laws in order to stay out of jail? Which one would you rather have on your team to call and get a straightforward answer? Not an answer, but a straight answer.
You know, I've always been a huge fan of talking to the big guy that actually knows the business, rather than you know, some idiot that has an MBA and sits in an office. So there you go.
Well, that's the three of us sitting on this panel right now today, Simon, and we'll start with Scott. Come down to me to Cobra.
Right.
Okay. Well, Simon, it's not – the only problem in this country today, I believe, is greed. There's no greed amongst the three of us. We all want people to make money and want people to be happy. We know that everybody in this industry works hard, and we're here to support them night and day. And it's not about the dollar. It's about doing what we're supposed to do. If we do what we're supposed to do and take care of our business, we're all going to make money. But the point is being honest, don't be greedy, and work hard for each and every one of us and do what we're supposed to do for the community. And that's the bottom line.
I absolutely agree with you. It definitely is time to close the program down. Scott, I want to thank you for participating today, and I do hope that we will have the opportunity to talk again in the future.
Simon, I thank you for the opportunity. It's been a great pleasure, and I do appreciate the opportunity, and we look forward to doing some more in the future.
And, Rod, same goes for you. Yeah, I do hope that you will keep in touch.
Simon, of course I will. Sometimes I get so excited I get tongue-tied, so please forgive me. But I will keep in touch with you. It's just that I really appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to come on the show and to discuss bail bonding of today. I love talking about bail bonding. I love talking about, as Scott said, our agents making money. And not just our agents making money, but any agent in the United States making money. And that's the sad thing about it, because we don't just help our agents. I don't help many agents that have nothing to do with Carmetto. And I help them save and make money. But thank you again.
I'm sure we'll be talking again, because I most definitely want to explore the thorn in the butt, you know, pre-trial release. But we'll do that on another program. And Cobra, it is always a pleasure to talk to you.
Simon, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I hope that I'm working on a skip right now. One of my colleagues has around Mississippi, and I'm offering them to take that guy by your house before they take him to jail. Yeah, hook you up. Hey, listen, before we close out right now, I just say that the other agents that are listening, if you will send me a copy of one of the defendants you're looking for, we will put them on full blast on America's Most Unwanted. We will try to do our best to help you, other agents, regardless of your insurance company, to recover your fugitive. That's my promise to you. Until we talk again next week, y'all be safe, stay alert, stay alive.
And this is Simon Barron wishing everyone a happy, healthy, and safe week. And we'll be back next week with another episode of America's Most Unwanted. Until then, goodbye.
Oh, you're tapping.